This is CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com with myself, Siya Sangwenif, and we're continuing the conversation. It's a year in review. I love, like, I started off the show with, like, a layout, and I had topics, and I said, like, oh, you know, these points I have to talk about. Now I don't even know where we are. I don't think we've gone by order. We've jumped from Grammys to Adele to Kendrick, everything in between. So we just were listening to Bitch, I'm Madonna by the woman who should be in an old age home but is not.
She's on your stages. No.
Exactly. Before we get into that though, and what you guys personally think of Madonna, because I'm slightly biased, we now have somebody else in the party. I don't call this a show. It's not an interview. Mr. Mpo is in the building. How are you doing, Mpo?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you doing?
Yes, sir. So then he comes in, it's like very official. By the way, before we have too much fun here, I think I have to give you two huge, huge kudos, because I brought you guys specifically because I think you guys are young people doing awesome things in the country right now. Mpo, you're an actor on Analyst Gold Digger. Mm-hmm. I am right, thank you. I was like, I didn't want to say.
Once upon a time.
His Twitter bio just says it all, just like lists everything he's on.
He's an actor on SABC 3 and ETV.
Everything, everything basically. ETV, 8 p.m., I'm doing well so far. So how's that journey been this year?
Listen, it's been amazing. I think working with the legends of South Africa has taught me so much more in terms of the craft. We worked with the great man himself, Mbonga Ningema.
Yes.
We did his plays in high school, you know what I mean? And he played my dad.
From Sarafina.
Yeah, we actually did Sarafina as well in varsity. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Tina Jack, who's just brilliant, Clementine Musimani, Young and Zimkita Nyoka, Thabo Malema, Figile Mthwalo.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, I always thought that I knew what I was doing, but then after Gold Diggers, I feel like anyone can come at me right now. I think I know every department.
Yeah.
Cine, editing, lights. I learnt a lot.
Well, if I don't say this, my aunt will hate me for life. So I just have to say, I don't know. She's now confused in the storyline. Someone is claiming money from someone who died.
Yes.
And they don't know how to divide the money. So she's also doesn't know what to do. So you are the reason for my aunt's stress right now.
All right.
Just know that. Sitshaba, you were involved with The Road on Mzansi Magic.
Yes.
That, I think, is such a revolutionary program for South Africa. Because just like from the very first episode, there were like two storylines going on. I was like, what is Shonda Rhimes? This is huge for South Africa. So how's that experience for you?
It's been great. It's been very great. Because, I mean, like you said, it's something that we're not seeing in this country. And it's something that the US and all the big television series that we like watching, they're doing this. They're doing this is what's happening in one timeline, this is what's happening in another timeline kind
and
of thing.
And it's set in two different time zones.
Yeah, and they make it work.
Not time zone, time
era. It's been confusing for some people, but you catch on. You can catch on. And it can be really engaging. And once if you get bored of one story, you've got another one that's got you.
Yes.
And there's always something to look forward to in one story or the other, you know. It's been really fun. And I mean, once again, also, it's been a thing of working with legends. It's great. I mean, you got people like Luthuli Dlamini.
Oh, man.
Stanley Khoroge.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you got some funny people. You got your Trevor Noahs. Trevor Noahs.
Wow.
You got your Trevor Kumbis who are actually really great
humans.
You know, you wonder sometimes when you bump into comedians in general life, you think, these people are probably like the biggest assholes in real life. They're probably just making jokes about everything. And Trevor Kumbi is actually a genuinely really cool guy. He's always funny. He's always going to be that guy, but he's a really funny
very
guy.
Very messed up, though.
Yes.
You know, I get verbal abuse from him.
Everybody does.
That's the reason why I shaved my hair at one point. Because he sort of alluded to the fact that I have a skinny body but big hair, so I look like a lollipop. I was like, thanks, Trevor.
Like, brah.
So I had a Britney Spears moment, like, shaving my hair. He's awesome. You also TG Squared on Cliff Central Mondays at 2. He's always here every week, so it's cool. And then Zama, your sister is on The Road as well.
Yes.
Could you possibly have like spoiler alerts? Can you find out what's happening?
Alert.
What I'm saying is technically, isn't the production about to go on break right now?
Well, doesn't mean episodes aren't showing.
Exactly. Yeah. Which means though they've shot into the future, like.
Yes.
Ballpark figure, how far into the future of the shot? Like, how many weeks or episodes?
If I could guess correctly, I'd say maybe plus minus 15 or so. 15,
yeah, 20, maybe. 15, enough, that's enough. Like 3 weeks. Got it. So, Zama, big guess.
He got what he needed.
Like, just like contact your something. You can send an email, message through a pigeon, whatever it is. We have 3 weeks of spoilers to find out here. So, tons to get on about, talking about 2015. But let's just go back to Madonna. Madonna is still touring. She still has muscly, veiny arms. She's still dating people like half her age.
She must get her life, though.
Good. I say
I
good
think
on
she's
her.
Had a whole life.
So, a whole life.
She must sit down, give other people a chance.
Paul, let's put you on the hot seat first, since you've just stopped by now. Okay. What do you think of Madonna? Should she carry on? Should she sit at home?
You know what? I think Madonna, the credit she has till this day is still on point. You know what I mean? Mm. But I think for her own health, I think she needs to step down.
I think she's still fine, though, because, you know, when you reach like a Tina Turner level, where Tina Turner, if you go to a Tina Turner concert, you know it's high heels, it's moving, it's legs and short skirts. Yeah. And then when you can't do that anymore, really, like, no tea, no shade. And she decided this. She was like, you know what? I'm not going to now be that person. People come to my concert and I'm just standing there, because that's not why you love Tina Turner. Mm-hmm. So that's why she stepped back and she's not, you know, performing anymore. Yeah. But like a Barbara Streisand, Barbara never booty hopped to begin with. Yeah. So that is why Barbara Streisand can still carry on. So until Madonna cannot do the splits and jump over dancers.
But can she still?
Yeah. Yes. Best belief.
Backwards, girl.
Best belief.
Bitch. No. She is Madonna.
She told you that song.
Bitch, I'm Madonna. Madonna could be someone's grandmother and she's out here doing splits
she
on
really
stage.
Could be.
Of course.
Look, man, if she still can, then. No, because I think, I mean, guys, come on. I feel like this whole age, you get to a certain age and now you must be, like, actually, I'm with Madonna. Mm-hmm. Because if a girl can still get down, then she must get down.
Get
like,
down.
For real, Darren, don't you think age has now been redefined? Overall. You know, it's not like you now need... Halle Berry stays winning. She's just had a kid at like 47 or something.
Halle Berry and Pharrell Williams are sharing the Lazarus.
They disrespect
they never age. They have like
we need to find out what's going on.
That they just sip on every once in a while. They meet for drinks every week and sip on fountain. That's just how it is.
But what I'm saying, it's now not even for women. There's no pressure of like, I need to have a child here because I don't know what Halle did. But she had a kid at 47. That's like, you'll be 50 and your kid is 3. Like...
Yeah,
you'll matriculate
your
and you're like
your ovaries have been like just doing a job. They're like, we're ready when you are.
I don't know what it is. So there's now this thing of you don't have to do certain things at by a certain age. I think age really overall has been redefined.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I think in that sense, especially in the Hollywood sense, if you've missed your sell by date with having kids, you can just adopt one.
Yeah,
or 10.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Yeah.
No shade here. No shade here. But
he's only 6.
Yeah, you know, and we like them all.
Okay.
What did Maddox, Pax, Knox, and see
you? You know, all
okay,
the
so
names.
Sia wins that one.
Yeah,
you win.
I was just waiting the whole day for that.
Yes.
On that note of age, and people doing what they want despite their age, a certain couple of months ago, we saw a 65-year-old woman on the cover of Vanity Fair magazine in a little corsetti, lingerie vibe.
Not sure if it's a woman.
And she said, call me Caitlyn.
Jenner. Yes. Oh, yes, I saw that one.
Oh, man.
Do you know,
where do you stand on this, you guys?
The moment that Caitlyn finally revealed herself, I remember my older sister tweeted that, you know, you can tell Caitlyn's a woman now because everybody's obsessed with what she looks like.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
She's made it, though. Where do we stand on this?
Look, man.
Yes, before
Caitlyn,
speak your mind.
You know what? I'm for what she did.
Yes,
because
she.
You know what? Let me not try and explain.
You'll get in trouble.
Baby steps. Let's help you out. Yeah.
You know, I'm for all that she's done, but I mean, my problem is the voice. It still hasn't changed. It's still Bruce Jenner.
I'm clapping for you.
Is that true?
Yes.
I haven't watched any interviews or heard her.
I'm telling you, you see this old woman, very nice hair,
and
on
she
fleek,
looks good
heels.
For 65.
Yeah,
looks
and, then the really voice, yes. And then the voice, Kim. It's
that,
disturbing.
That for me kills me.
It's disturbing.
I'm like, you have enough money to alter your face, and I've never even heard of the procedure feminize. That's a wow. That's what she did on her face
oh,
to
really?
Feminize her features, mm. And now you see the difference. Like, she now has a soft chin,
yeah.
And a different okay. Nose, and her eyes are different Paul, compared to Bruce.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Really
she
yeah.
Now
yeah.
Proudly has a C cup. I'm like, good on
yeah.
You,
shout
sister
out to
girl. But your voice kills me. I can't.
Then isn't that like hormones? So that's something mm. That's a gradual
yeah,
change.
Probably.
So mm. Like maybe in like 5 years. But then also
she
like
it's 2015. I'm sure you can have your throat replaced.
Like the
are you sure?
I know your voice.
At this point, why not? So sure.
If someone out there is selling Beyonce's vocal cords, I will have my throat replaced. I will replace
best
it.
Believe those things will be so hard to find.
Yeah. Even if you do find it, how much?
Yeah.
There's no price. Yeah.
Beyonce's cords.
Because then as soon as Beyonce goes, I'll be there to take a place. No, I'm joking.
Zama
Bimby,
will
if
be
you
in
are
like a lifelong contract. She doesn't mind to
yeah,
pay
yeah.
That price. I remember for me personally, with the whole speculation of is Bruce Jenner becoming a woman? And, you know, she'd be spotted mm. With long hair. Well, he
spotted.
Would be spotted yeah. With like long hair. And then like paparazzi would find Bruce with like painted nails. I was like, no, you guys,
yeah.
This
yeah.
Can't be
yeah.
True. This is not right.
Looking for stories.
Then Caitlyn came out on Vanity Fair. And I was like, okay, I can sort of accept you, but there was this one particular shot. Let me see if I can actually find this picture. Caitlyn Jenner was minding her own business, and she's at some market. So it was probably like on a weekend or something, doing some shopping in a tight skinny jean vibe, and she had thigh gap. I was like, Caitlyn!
Thigh gap?
No.
Yes! When I saw Caitlyn with thigh gap, I was like, I'm calling you a woman. I will now accept you. That is fine.
Wow.
Thigh gap is a definition. I'm like, cool on you.
But guys, can I just say that is unfair, because Caitlyn Jenner was an Olympic athlete and a man.
Yeah.
Guys, as men,
Bruce was a
she's Caitlyn now.
Caitlyn's a model for Vanity Fair.
Yeah, that's why I'm like you were an Olympic athlete. Of course you're gonna have thigh gap. You have to worry about,
true.
You know, like have women baby bearing
your body,
your body's, things
the
like
template
that.
Is there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the template is there.
Right.
Thank you.
Now what happens with like Bruce Jenner's charges? Bruce Jenner was in an accident, killed.
We
need to be politically correct. Someone died in the car accident, and that is still like in court or whatnot.
Yeah,
now I'm not saying like I'm not gonna accept responsibility, but I'd be like, sorry, I'm Caitlyn now.
who got charged?
Bruce, I'm
a different person.
The voice, don't forget the voice.
I really
got vocal recognition over here.
Over
we know who it is.
So, yeah, what do we say? Is it? Can Caitlyn really be charged? It's one of those things.
It's well, look. At some point, this case is going to catch up to her.
Yeah.
But at the moment, she's still Caitlyn Jenner, the celebrity, the pool of journalist happiness.
Yeah.
She just makes life so easy, and I'm sure even comedians are eating out of that bowl of wonderful Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, eating out
okay.
Wow.
Wrong choice of words. But anyway, the point is, the fact is, celebrity power is a real thing.
Mm.
It really
and
is.
It's going to make everything take a little bit longer or be a little bit easier.
Yeah.
For her to get out of that situation, or for it to take a little bit longer for it to actually really catch up to her.
I think it's a good thing. Maybe some might say it was all for attention with the reality show. At the end of the day, Caitlyn/Bruce was also involved with the Kardashians. So what else do you expect?
Yeah.
Once again, there's a K at the beginning of that.
Yeah, it's a C, which I think was
a
slight
C.
Sad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought she
made
went
it
the whole
very
K vibe.
Clear
I think
C.
It is.
Caitlyn
exactly.
Okay, no, shout out to her then. No. Okay, then
but
then okay.
I lost support with Caitlyn when she went onto the Ellen DeGeneres show. And during the interview, she said she did not necessarily support gay marriage. I was like,
Ellen DeGeneres?
No, Caitlyn.
Ellen?
Yes.
Yo.
In front of Ellen.
I'm like, what?
It's like going to church and say, if you God, like.
Pretty much. Like,
1+1=3 in that situation.
Yeah.
Chick, you were a dude. You want us to now accept you as a chick. And here you
LGBT,
are.
LGBT. You're part of that.
Not
accepting
gay
marriage.
You're part of
that. Wait, but didn't Caitlyn... I mean, I read something not so long ago. It could be a month or two with me. I don't keep up with... You know. But
you don't keep up with the Kardashians?
Yeah.
So,
oh!
Touché. Nice. I just mean with like all these tabloids and stuff like that.
Yes.
But last time I checked, Caitlyn had a girlfriend. Boyfriend?
Oh,
it was also, a woman who also went through the same thing.
Also gone through
transgender. Yeah, I mean, how?
So you guys.
Partner.
So what do you technically call that? It's men. Technically, they're both men.
A transsexual partner. It's
got you guys.
Guys, CSL is about to spill tea.
Like, so Vesia was last week, like, I was in Durban on leave, and then I was just minding my own business. Then I met this guy who lives in New York. Hashtag we're now besties, because, like, if he lives in New York, you know, gotta,
you know, gotta,
gotta keep the right
context.
Connections.
Uh-huh.
So he was, like, relatively saying he goes in social circles, etc., etc. And one of the people that he hangs out with but hasn't seen in, like, 5 months is Candace Kane. As I called up, Candace Kane, that name sounds familiar. Candace Kane is a blonde friend, in inverted commas, who is friends with Caitlyn and appears on the reality show. And okay. A lot of people have said that they could be together. Now, I can say on record, that guy told me that Candace and Caitlyn have had a thing. So I was like,
you know I work on radio.
My people would say, Lipumile Ikawa.
Yeah.
Nothing else to say. Listen, it's not on record. I am going by a third party here who also hasn't seen the chick in 5 months. But this is what stopped me in my tracks. And, okay, now I really feel like I'm spilling a lot. Caitlyn supposedly still has a penis.
No.
Why?
Then the thigh gap, where does that come from?
A young tuck in.
Tuck
it in. Look at it.
How do you explain that? Because I'm
let's
like,
see?
This is the thigh gap picture that got me. Please, you know, just you.
I remember
you
that.
Just go Google Caitlyn Jenner Paparazzi pictures, you'll find it. So Caitlyn has a penis, and Candace doesn't.
So we know how, you know, the dynamics work.
Well, we know how it works then.
But you just confirmed
it. Is, so.
She's still a homie though.
Caitlyn
she may
Jenner.
Have more estrogen, but she's still a homie. She's still a homie then. Let's just look out what makes a homie a homie. She
yeah.
So let's accept things right now. Caitlyn Jenner's lesbian.
Yeah.
I only stick to calling her because social media and the whole world had a whole big fight about is it him, her, she, her. Or what is
you
what
see,
is
gender's
it?
Easy to understand.
Now,
you can now be like, okay, cool.
This is her. But now with the penis revelation, now I didn't know this.
I
thought that everything was rooted in that they pumped in some estrogen and they went through the whole process of hormone changes and all of that, and then it was a full physical and chemical change as far as I knew. I didn't know that there was no removal.
I'm not sure, but I think that maybe takes us, that explains why the male voice is still there, because
perhaps.
You know, until you
is the genitalia still there?
Because
as far as we know, it's still there.
I would think then, how do you, and I'm really saying this out of a point of trying to understand, how do you feel completely like a woman
when that was what
if you
was
wake up in the morning and it's like, well, hello down there, type of thing?
It's
so
proof that as a man, you cannot forget that there's wonderful pleasure in that thing. You can't throw it away. It is a very valuable part of your life.
I want to dispute, but then this is going to turn into the sex show. This is going to turn into the sex show. So let's not even go down that road. But, like, true as that may be, listen, no. Compared to the women's anatomy, no.
Only Bruce can
fight.
You
guys are playing Little League.
Know.
This is the major leagues going on. Sorry, guys.
We had the chat earlier. Sex sent me to the ER. Homies in there. He's seeing the woman walking in wheelchairs. Coming wheelchairs like
I don't need to
down.
Know anything else right now. I'm
so,
done
I mean,
with this.
Does Caitlyn want to actually keep it or...
We don't know. You see, because this is such a sensitive topic because when you... You know, when you read like transgender articles, etc., they're always like, it's not about what's underneath your pants that matters. I'm like, well, kind of to me.
Yeah.
Because they're like... being a man or slash being a woman to me isn't defined by your genitalia. They say that.
But you see, they're the first people to go and jump into that whole argument of what is a man.
Yeah,
because
they now say there's a difference between
the
like gender identity.
You see.
Yeah,
that's...
But I think that's what the entire transgender community like is banked on, the fact that what you identify as.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. So if you are a woman and you identify as a man, because some people don't have money to do that.
But
obviously,
I mean,
Caitlin does.
Some people don't.
Some people don't. So if you're a person who doesn't have money and like you want to be a man and you like you identify as a man, then
yes.
you're a man to you, because then you it's can't help if you don't have money to go all the way.
I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
But and then in the case of Caitlyn Jenner, what can you say though?
I think she maybe under drag, guys.
No,
but that's not
drag,
that's not a gender.
That's a different
thing.
That's just men.
Now the drag becomes complicated because she's got a seeker.
No, but the thing is, it's not drag, because drag is just men who like to dress up as women. That's mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, I think
technically.
Yeah, but I think it's important to remember, like as well. I mean, we don't have insight into Caitlyn's thinking,
yes,
because you know, it's not, for me, I would imagine it's not just about like money. I don't think you just wake up one day and you're like, okay, I'm coming out to the world as a transgender, mm-hmm. and then tomorrow often at 3 o'clock I'm gonna go and remove my genitals and stuff. Like for
yeah.
me, it, I would imagine like once that's you can still remove your maybe your breast implants and things.
Yeah.
Once you remove that guy, you know,
it's
there's
over.
No going back, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's a deeper consideration, and I also think that maybe more research or like discussions or forums with
yeah.
people that are actually in that situation are needed for the rest of us to kind of understand
yeah.
why, you know, and how. And I think as humans, we want to box things and we want to understand.
Yeah.
I think for me, you know, it's just like, okay, this is what's happening. This is an awareness that's come about, so
yeah.
let's just check it out and observe and
yeah.
try and keep an open mind about
yeah.
you
and
know?
Also at the same time, we need to also realize that it's not our business.
Yeah,
it's
true.
His or, it's his or her, whatever you want to call it,
her.
Caitlyn Jenner,
her. Politically correct.
Yeah, no
her.
But regardless of who you are and what you what social group you're going with and who agrees with what, at the end of the day, it's not our business.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's not our chat, so
true.
We can,
you know,
it's just something that, like he said, we can just stand there and just
yeah,
watch.
Yeah. It
Darren
in.
Said it himself.
And I think it's so easy for most of us to roll our eyes and be like, oh, it's all attention. But somewhere out there, there's probably a 11-year-old girl who has been called a girl and has a vagina and breasts, but feels that she's not a girl and she's struggling and she doesn't know what to do, and she can't exactly go out to transgender courses because she doesn't want the world
yeah.
to know, but she can switch onto E! Entertainment and there's a role model, and she now feels like she's getting some sort of advice or whatever. So someone out there is benefiting from this.
Like Shiloh.
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 Okay.
Yeah, who identifies as a
please.
Guy. They wanted to call her John.
I don't know if I'm ready
yeah.
for that.
Shiloh. Like, Shiloh wants her, like, her family to call her John because she identifies as a guy.
Yes.
She's a little girl, but they
yeah.
want to
call Angelina Jolie's daughter.
Whoa.
Has short hair, and she usually dresses in like a suit and, you know, pants and whatnot, and she likes to be called John.
How old is she? Changer.
Yeah, she's like, she was born, I was in grade 2004. She was born in 2000. Why
yeah,
do I know this?
why is every child turning out to be a Willow Smith now?
So she's 11.
Don't you dare touch Willow.
Man, I love Willow. But I refuse to understand that a 14-year-old girl can act so philosophical and it still be true, that everything she's saying makes sense.
But
yeah.
you know,
it's really
though.
Difficult for
I
me to understand. And
know.
Now 11-year-old
yeah.
girl is telling
Look, it
you,
starts
dropping
with the
bars.
Parents.
It does stop with the
when
parents.
When your dad's Will Smith, you can
Listen,
be whoever you
can
want.
Can
adopt whatever
now.
Age
Jada.
You want to be.
No, I feel like when your mom is Jada, because I remember
it's
Jada
mom,
like released...
Her mom was holding it down also.
Yeah, because when Jada released that thing of like,
yeah.
why would you let your daughter cut her hair? And Jada's like, no, I'm going to let her be her own person. She can do whatever she wants
True.
Because she owns her beauty. I feel like when you let your children like grow organically, and like, and obviously guys, the fact that your parents are multimillionaires doesn't
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
You
either, because you don't have normal people problems. So you can think about the universe while people, you know, trying
yeah.
to pay bills.
Yeah.
So, you know, things like that. But
yeah.
like, I'm for Willow all the
yeah.
way.
Good on you, John / Shiloh as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me
Shout
do something
out.
Now. I will go around the room and I'm going to give you a topic and you give me like a line or two as to what you think about it. Okay. Also something that happened in 2015. Big things all around. Let me start on this side of the room with you, Darren.
Yes.
Darren, in one line, can you sum up the death of Bobby Christina Brown?
Oh, shucks.
Deeply tragic and very sad.
Yeah.
True.
Mm.
Zama, We all know her, that Chickadee. I love how eloquent I am. What, Kaylee Cuoco, who's from The Big Bang Theory. Oh, now, Big Bang Theory, yeah, one of the biggest shows on television right now across the world.
Yeah.
So she has tons and tons and tons of money.
Yeah.
She got married 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And they don't have kids with husband, anything. Okay. She, of course, is making the bulk of the money. They signed stupidly. They didn't sign anything. So they got a divorce this year. And the husband's like, I'm entitled to 50% of everything when they got divorced. What do you think about that?
She's still making $1 million an episode.
Excuse me, but a husband who didn't do anything, and we've been married for like 2 years, pushing on three, and then we got divorced, and you now want 50% of my money?
Look, she's still making $1 million.
Okay, yeah, cool.
She's fine.
You're just taking 50 cents out of my pocket.
Yeah, like, God. I'm like, oh, okay.
So, Chava, Courtney and Scott breaking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kardashian.
Do you not? Yeah, I was about to.
No, when you said that, I was like, oh, that Disick guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Once again, I'm not a fan of the Kardashian hype, and the two of them, I watched a couple episodes and I saw them and I saw Scott and I was like, okay, all right.
Kudos, nothing.
Thumbs up.
Just
okay.
Over it.
All right. Yeah. Okay. They broke up. Done.
Mbo,
yes.
Donald Trump running for president.
Oh, I love this.
I want a Donald Trump.
Oh. You know what?
I'll give that one to you as well. You Everybody can do some explaining.
Yeah. A sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I fear for the US.
Yo.
This is a wonder. This is a wonder. People on the phone. Record this.
You just struck
fear. We need
fear
the right kind of leadership.
Yeah.
He can promise this and that. Sorry, there is a monologue. I'm not for it.
Yeah.
I'm really not for it. I'd go for someone else. It wouldn't be Kanye West either.
Yeah.
I'm not for Donald Trump being president. I mean, I've seen whatever some of the stuff he's been saying. People are like, it helps. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It's just boxing everyone.
Mm. Yeah.
And putting us, it's going to become, you black, stay here. You white, stay here. You this. It's going to
so
be,
like
it's going to be a
standard segregation.
Pretty much.
Does that mean you have strong words?
A lot of people have
really much. What do you have to say?
That's a dangerous
And more importantly, when is he going to do something about his hair?
Listen, that, we're tired of that. What is it? Looks like a,
people say that's a new Hitler moustache.
Oh, wow.
Guys, let us not forget, that the followers of Hitler actually liked him.
They still do, I'm sure.
This is true.
Nobody likes Trump.
He was charismatic.
Nobody likes Trump. Yeah.
He was a charismatic
Trump
leader.
Isn't
he was a
charismatic.
Leader.
He's just balling.
Sorry, comrade. Can I throw a spin in the works here?
Let's do it.
How many? So Donald Trump has been married three. This is his third marriage. Okay. So he has two ex-wives.
Yeesh.
Have you guys ever heard his ex-wife say a thing about him? No.
Because I didn't even know who the ex-wife swimming is. In the money.
Thank you. Donald Trump has six kids, five of which now work for him. Have you ever seen his kids go off the rail, get drunk in public, say anything bad about their father? So all I'm saying is, I'm not a Donald Trump supporter, but what I'm saying is, if you can have your house in order, maybe you can get Parliament in order to. I'm not saying I don't want to. I don't want to see him in office.
It's no.
Can I just have procedure?
It comes. Yeah. It sounds like he's got things in. It's literally. It's exactly that. He's got things in order.
I knew I'd be unpopular by saying that.
But look at it. Look at it this way. Has any, like, okay? You look at all the generals that like got caught after Hitler committed suicide. Did anybody say anything bad about Hitler?
But girl, have you heard what they're saying about Hillary Clinton? They're like, how can Hillary Clinton satisfy the whole nation when she couldn't even satisfy her husband?
But like, just guys, Donald, do you want a man running the free world that wants to bang his daughter?
Based on what? What do you say?
It's so harsh.
Because he keeps on saying that, number one, if he wasn't, like, that in this order, he's like, if he wasn't married, and then after, if she wasn't my daughter, I'd definitely date her. Ugh. Literally, word for word. Donald Trump
says this. Also, you know, it's things like that can be taken out of context when you're inside.
When you're
in a public chat,
it's out of context.
When you're so scrutinized, it can be hard to say things like that.
Many people who could be like, nah, dog.
Who's Sam?
Okay, also now I'm thinking about I was going to save myself.
No,
like, yo,
no, but
my cousin, yo, she wasn't my cousin, but I can't. That's disgusting.
No, but guys, thank you. How do you take I would date my daughter if she wasn't my daughter out of context?
Did he say I'd date my daughter or I'd do my daughter? Because there's a huge difference.
I would date, but what does dating entail?
But still, at the end of the day.
Look, he's these days is a campaigner. Maybe he's campaigning for his daughter.
But I just say the mere fact that his wife isn't joining him on the campaign train says a lot. If your very own wife doesn't support you, you guys,
it's going to be a struggle in conservative America that every politician has to have a happy family.
Yeah,
and has to represent that family, and that family is part of the presidency.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard for anyone who doesn't represent that to step in and become the president.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't think that Trump is even a threat.
And then again, wives also carry campaigns because look at Michelle.
You see?
Because if Ivanka, they're all modelly looking like...
And she's a hip-hop star.
Yes, I heard the rap song.
No, not Ivanka, wait, what's the
Michelle
rap
Obama.
Song? Melania.
Education. Yeah. Yeah, about education.
Yeah, I saw that. Who did... Yeah, she did like a clip or something. I was like, ish, Michelle. Okay, so I know Wendy Williams isn't like the source of all good. She's my source. So I was watching Wendy Williams and she's like, yeah, you can tell that Michelle Obama is really over being first lady because she now wears dresses where she shows her shoulders. And if you think about it, like, not a lot of first ladies do that. And then Wendy Williams is like, yeah, she now has long hair. And you look at pictures, first ladies usually have their hair tied up,
like she did when she started.
Exactly. And now Michelle is all up on hip hop music videos.
Yeah.
She's done. She's just like, I know.
This is what
she's
going back to.
We're having the first black president. I mean, come on.
Best believe they started
it. Part of our culture.
She
was part of us.
Yeah.
They weren't always privileged. They were chilling in the hood once upon a time. So,
well, she's not about to have like rollers in her hair.
Michelle was patting her weave and sitting in somebody's car saying, Shaniqua, where my money?
You know,
she best believe she had a friend named either Shaniqua or Naomi. Most likely a Naomi because we want to be friendly to mainstream, but you know she
has went to law school.
Thank you, and no one can touch her. She has more money than Barack.
Whoa. Exactly.
Where did she get that money from?
Yeah.
Because she was a lawyer and like to the point where she was Barack's mentor, guys.
So you're telling me she earns more than the president?
No. Well, no, now.
Back then.
Her net worth is more than his.
Okay.
Ooh, because?
Yeah. Good on you.
Because
accumulation
Michelle.
Of what she did before and now?
I think so, yeah.
And also now releasing like a single
album. A mixtape.
So you know she's making money. Right.
It's so wrong in so many ways.
It's going to be Michelle Obama. And Beyonce opening Madison Square Garden.
Michelle and Beyonce don't. It's like water and oil. They don't.
Michelle. That's the other Michelle.
I want a Michelle Obama remix of Feeling Myself.
Thank you.
I'm feeling myself.
Michelle, if you're listening, we have a request.
Obviously,
call up Hillary Clinton and be like, yo, let's do it.
So let's look at other things as well, because we can go on and on and on with Trump. See what you do about with us, Trump. Darren,
yes.
There's a new English royal. Prince George has a little sister. Princess Charlotte Elizabeth Diana of Cambridge. Do we care? Are they still relevant? Is it a thing?
Well, look, I mean, congratulations. And I guess maybe for us it's not as interesting because we're not living under the Queen and, you know, what children pop out doesn't necessarily determine, like, our future, you know? So, I guess, like, congratulations and we know now, but I don't think it's, like, the most newsworthy thing of this year.
For us, especially.
Maybe if they're not sure who the father
of the kid is. Not in their family.
If the kid came out redhead, then I'd be like, they're in the room, something else. Zama, Justin Bieber, with the nude pictures, and then he has a killer album purpose.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Because it was all up on the Twitterverse. I was like, okay, damn, baby, you ain't a little kid anymore, so that's for sure.
I did not think I'd end the year a believer.
Me too. I couldn't even, like, restrain that shriek. It's true.
I was just like, where did you come from?
Who are you generally not a fan of, though?
What?
Who are you generally not a fan of? Because you seem to be quite fanish.
I'm a professional fangirl. Yeah, Taylor Swift, sorry.
Yes.
I don't do Taylor Swift, sorry. No. Bad blood. Yeah, because now we got bad blood.
I don't want to hurt your fifis. I just asked.
Yes, Mpo, update. Fifis are feelings. Yes. Yeah. Well, that's a
I just laughed just like I knew.
Sachaba. Trevor Noah. A sentence or two.
Sentence number one,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy for his success.
Got it. But.
Sentence number two, I don't want him to go there and ride the I'm Trevor Noah, I'm now on the Daily Show, yes. and not be amazing anymore. Because that's what his last few DVDs look like.
Yeah.
And I watched like one or two episodes of the Daily Show and they weren't horrible, but yeah. I didn't feel like I needed to watch anymore. And that's what I'm worried about, that he's not going to keep the standard sky high and then become an international success, not just a South African success.
True.
But I think then there's a lot of pressure that he's under. Because to take from, because I loved Jon Stewart. Like, I'm still a fan of him now. So to take that and try and make it your own, I think it's very difficult. Because also, like, the writers, they're kind of sitting on their laurels because they've been winning Emmys.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, since Kingdom Come. So I feel like, shame. I think we need to give him a bit of time to, like, ease into it.
Yeah, big up to him. I mean, he still comes to South Africa too, so it's not like forgetting us.
Like, he hasn't done
a show licensed by Comedy Central to do shows. It's not like he's coming to the motherland for the sake of.
Yeah. Anyway,
but that's when you know you've made. It's like, no, I'm not going to go home to visit. I'm going to go home to get more money.
It's a joke.
Good at you, Trevor. Mpo.
Yes.
Yeah, here's a big one, which I don't even have the strength to even get into. Yeah.
Listen, I hope I can.
Charlie Sheen being HIV positive.
Listen, because I mean, I've been hearing that it's through his sexual activity.
Of course.
What else?
So I don't know which one it is, because I mean, how many people, number one, how drunk or how high can you be that you go to a party and I'm like, yo, Sachaba, you want to take a hit? Injection into me, and then directly after that, into you. Sterilization of some. No, it's because we're blowing money, we got millions, so
when
we
you
do
have
whatever.
The sense of you're invincible, I'm not saying he's about to walk in the road and like a think a car won't kill him, but like, true. But I often think, I don't think I'm cut out for fame or being really, really rich, because in that space you now have people around you. In you can decide right now, like, squad, let's go and have lunch in Germany, and you fly to Germany and you're like, let's have dinner in France, because you can.
Like, nobody's telling you I got work tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No one says no. Everybody gets you what you want. Everyone wants to please you. So for you, things just roll. So I'm not saying that he doesn't know the facts of safety, but it's just living in a environment and feeling things like you're unstoppable.
Yeah, I mean, also, you see, that's the thing about this fame and glitz and glamour, money.
Yes.
You have literally everything at your disposal, and it's women like this, and I mean, guys, look, I'm not about to preach on protection and stuff like that, but then just love yourself.
I think you should
have a purpose.
Purpose like Justin Bieber. Awesome what you did there. Now, just in closing that topic, because of course that girlfriend of his is definitely listening. Yo, Chiquita, listen up, you're probably going to be in the news for like 2 more months. This is what you do. You go and you sue his ass, because it's on record that Charlie Sheen had unprotected sex with her, knowing full well that he was now HIV positive.
So are we talking about the nurse?
Like that girlfriend, that weird. She was like,
which of the 5,000 are we talking about?
One of them. I just know she's another little blonde.
Is this the one where the doctor administered?
No.
Okay,
no.
Not that one.
You see, now I would be like, I need to sue Charlie. I need to also claim damages. I will now go for therapy for the rest of my life, even though like nobody can administer that. Yeah. I just want $5 million for therapy for the rest of my life.
Wait, is she HIV positive?
No, she isn't. Okay. You see, I would want to write a book about it. I would go on a speaking tour, like, woman projection. Yourself, yes, girl, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you with your career. Anyway, before I sound like a bad person, Darren, wrapping up, Kylie Jenner in 2 sentences. Not even Kim Kardashian, because it's fine with you and Saint West. That's something else.
Listen.
Kylie Jenner with the lips Saint. And Tiger and the
I really feel like Kylie's the one to watch out for.
In a good way or bad way?
In a good way. I think she's at such a young age showing these signs of being business-minded, and she also... Yeah, because she's now come out with a new range of lip glosses. How much of a Kardashian fan are you, Zia?
No. I'm hearing all of that. She has hair extensions. I'm not doubting any of that. But I'm saying she is 18 years old. Dating a 25-year-old rapper. Was dating a 25-year-old rapper.
Was?
No, yes,
Tiger.
Dating?
Wait.
They're now like, told me that. Yeah, it's now what? Over,
but
supposedly.
I saw something on Snapchat, on Twitter, a link to Snapchat, yes. Apparently saying she's now
expecting. No.
That wasn't true.
Not true.
Yeah, it's
because my thing was, as mature as you may be, you're still 18. This guy is 25, is a rapper, has tattoos all over, even tattooed your name on his arm after 2 seconds. Stupid decision. Has a kid himself, and then goes, I know you're 18, but I'm going to write a song about you, saying along the lines, she may be young, but she doesn't act like it when she's stimulated.
She grown when she's stimulated. I'm like, creepy.
That is disgusting.
Mm-hmm. What about the car that he supposedly...
Is she keeping the car? I'd keep the car.
Wait, she
with
bought
her money.
Herself.
No, he bought it with her money.
Yeah. Pretty much bought it herself.
Yeah.
So he's a spinner.
So on two counts, I think that's balling on Kylie to be like, I don't need you, and you can buy me a gift with my money. But on a second account, Tiger, you rich ass.
you
poor ass. But also Tiger's the Michelle of Young Money. He's the Michelle of Young Money. When you got people like Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne and
Michelle.
Drake killing it there.
He just looks too skinny and scrawly for my life.
Listen, skinny is the way. I'm skinny.
I'm skinny too. Takes one to know one. But
hello,
we all Tiger.
but then the thing is, you guys are talented. So
that's why we like you, Zava. Wait, so you're throwing shade at Tiger?
Second of all, shade.
Okay, come back and redeem yourself, Zama. Love wins in America. Equality. Gay marriage now being legalized.
It's about damn time. I mean.
Amen.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't even know why it's a fight. Maybe me, like, I'm, like, I didn't even know why it was a thing. Okay, it was a thing because conservative America is wow.
Exactly.
I mean, look at Donald Trump. Yeah. But it was about damn time, I think. It even seemed like fine, carry on. Because
exactly.
Like, this was supposed to be happening a long time
ago. People stopped caring.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, great.
Yeah.
So, but hey, gay wedding.
Exactly. Now, no pressure for everybody getting married. But all I'm saying is, to all the South Africans who are now happy and they changed their Facebook profile pictures as well, guys, we had marriage equality for many years in South Africa.
Has it been around? I was asking people. I was like,
yes.
South
Africa is one of the best constitutions in the world.
We just don't enact it properly.
Most liberal.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sichaba, Bill Cosby situation.
Oh man. It's your granddad.
I don't know if you...
I'm joking, Sichaba.
That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame. You know, we all want to feel like it's not true because Bill Cosby is...
But
he's Bill Cosby.
True.
Yeah.
He's our childhood. He was our pops, right?
Yeah.
He was our pops.
Yeah.
He was our granddad.
But like, also, same time, as people who are now in the entertainment industry...
Yes.
It's easy to understand how that could be true.
Of
because
course
it's true.
It is.
It's very
of
easy
course
to understand
it is.
How that could
and
be true.
And especially those times.
I'm looking at him
then.
And I'm listening to his replies to all of those statements, and I'm I'm like, ish, but goddamn, Dad.
I'm just holding the wife, Camille, is still by his side.
I said
I'm
loyalty.
Like, not look, loyalty or like living in oblivion and ignorance.
But you have to, because like, what kind of woman is going to fully admit that what her husband is? And like,
you know, she probably
true.
Doesn't want to accept
true.
It at the same time if it is true.
True.
I mean, it's hard. Imagine hearing your husband that you've been with for so long, the man that you love and that the world loved, is now all of a sudden being charged for rape upon many a female.
Multiple
not just one, a many a female going back to what, like the 70s, 80s or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a long time
even
slapping
like,
it out and slapping on
like, forehead. Exactly.
That's a long time.
That's when I knew like shit was serious. If Janice outspoken, never
very...
so hard, and she cried on TV confessing that.
Janice Dickinson.
She's a former model.
Model, yeah. Used to be big. Tried a reality show.
Do you remember that? I felt like I was the only person who watched it.
No.
if it still came on, I'd still watch it, just like how I'm still watching John and K+8, which is now K+8. Moving on. I really feel like everybody like judges me for these things that I confess. Yeah. Okay. And then finally in Rubbing Up and Paul, and everyone can chime in on this one. Roads must fall, fees must fall. I feel like we are we have to speak about this.
The roads must fall, I'm gonna skip. I'm gonna shoot straight for fees must fall. Mm. I'm about to speak right now. Look, with the fees must fall, I really supported the whole initiative. You know, I mean, fees are expensive, but then when you look at them saying they want a 0% increment, what does that mean? That the fees will stay the same throughout till whenever?
Which is
it's a standard. Yeah, it's a standard kind of price you pay for law. But then also, if that's the case, the 0% increment. Now, where are we gonna get textbooks or if school supplies? Where are we going to get the educators? Are they going to outsource anymore? Will they have the money to do so? I think as much as it's a good thing, we all want to, you know, see fees fall, and, you know, because I mean, a lot of people, it makes sense. Our parents fought and they were promised dreams. Now we here for the, you know, they were sold dreams. This is one a sign I saw. Our parents were sold dreams. We here for the refund.
Yeah,
I really like that. But then, I mean, also, how long will it go on for? Because at some point, the fees must fall will happen again.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, also free education is meant to be free. But I think with the amount or the money that we bring in paying, there are certain things that are covered by those fees which actually benefit us. So tell me, doing drama, how are you going to get that one amazing actress or actor to come true to the students or to come help them out?
Yeah, gonna have to drop
because standards going to have to drop.
But see, this is where the problem that I have is that there's two things. One being that, like, after having some conversations with some of my lecturers about this, I found that what some of the students were requesting was that they find other avenues of attaining funds,
which is possible,
so that they can fund those things, so that they can keep the standard good and they can only improve it as opposed to letting it depreciate. But now the other problem is now still with that the actual, the way when points are wonderful and amazing and really
in your head,
well-versed, but then when you speak it just goes
I think the bigger thing is we can really like have such a full, I think we should have devoted another hour just on this conversation. Mm-hmm. But out of everything, I think I'm glad that people who were oblivious to this now know. It started a conversation, and I think it set such an amazing point in South Africa at this time to say that we young people can make a change.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter who's in power right now or how you think they're wonderful or how horrible you think they are, but we the people, which is the first line of our preamble in our constitution, really still have the power. So on that political, philosophical note, let's go back to superficial things.
Before we go there, the point that I was going to say was tax.
Yes.
Tax is the biggest problem because we constantly, throughout this whole fees must fall thing, what we constantly did is we referenced other countries.
Yeah.
Northern
yeah.
Hemisphere, first world European countries that are able to make free education things possible.
Yeah.
Where the difference, the biggest difference, not that they're first world and we're in between first and third world or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that in a country like that, in those European first world countries, they got at least 80% of the population actually paying tax.
True.
All the taxes that they need to pay. In this country, we're probably sitting at about like between 15-30% of our country actually paying tax.
Yeah.
That takes a massive toll on everything, not just education.
Yeah. Yeah.
But education is one thing of many things in this country of how the whole country needs to run. And when there's money missing from there, there's not much that the government can do. So there's certain avenues of getting funds that they can't go to.
Yeah.
That's the biggest problem.
And really on that, like, fees must fall isn't an island on its own. Like, recently in time, it was like reported that about, you know, our education is average $7,400, but 95% of the population can't afford it. 95% of the population can't afford it. So
it's things crazy.
Like that. Like, that's why it's not an island on its own, because fees must fall kind of showed that, like, government, like, yeah, it's. You're gonna love this. It's a huge thing. Like, it's kind of like making us aware of the fact that there's so much work to be done. I mean, today's Reconciliation Day.
You know?
which I didn't know until I woke up. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Good on you for admitting. Other people out there feel the same.
Guys. I'm like, wow, this street's so empty because this is lovely. So it's kind of those things like, what are we reconciling? Like, thank you. Like, we're coming for the refund. Why do we have to come for a refund?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, then what was the point in 1994, guys? So, like, only like 2% of the population got the dream and the rest has to, like, sorry.
Preach.
See you later type thing.
Preach.
Yeah.
Yo. Okay.
Okay, back to the
Let's go.
All right. So I have a closing game. We have 10 phrases here. Now, all you guys have to do is you say, should this term, a popular term in 2015, should it stay or should it go? Okay. All right. So like,
all of them must stay.
Should we take them to 2016 or should they stay in 2015? All right. So. First one, bae. Stay or go?
Go.
Stay.
Go.
Stay.
Go.
Stay.
I think it's disrespectful.
Two stays, one go. Sejava.
I'm with stay, man.
Three stays.
It bought its way into my heart. Bae, I didn't like stays. It. It bought its way into my heart.
I think I actually want to like make this a proper official quiz.
I want to get a girlfriend so I can use it. Then it can go.
Oh. Don't use it.
So you can go on vacation.
That's kind of sad, but funny.
Not a vacation. I don't like vacation. Vacation.
Why are you hating? Do you have a bae?
You had a bae.
But don't say it like that. Say it like bae.
He got too exhausted. Now he doesn't want it anymore.
All right. Second term. On fleek, stay or go?
Let's go.
On fleek is on fleek.
Darren, my guy. No, on fleek is gonna stay because when I, apply mastery to my eyebrows, who knows they're going to be on fleek? It's not going anywhere. Okay. I'm sorry.
So even us guys must use it on fleek.
Yeah.
Don't you get our own version?
Yo, that 3.0 was on fleek. Come on,
Darren. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
On fleek stays.
Okay.
All right. Third one, basic.
Basic must fall.
Yeah.
Basic must fall.
Yeah. It's nice. If it falls, then you can use it later. Use basic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, a young throwback. Basic.
Then you use it ironically, then it comes back.
Yeah. Let it take it. It can take a break. Yeah.
Okay.
Basic can take a
beat.
Break.
Also, just like on fleek, like your face is beat.
I don't know it. It should
go. I've never heard it. It doesn't need to be here. We don't.
It doesn't work.
It didn't have an effect.
Your face is on beat. What are you, Rihanna?
On beat.
No, I'm sorry. Your face is beat.
Does that mean you're ugly?
No.
It's like when you wear too much makeup.
Your face looks like you got beat.
No.
Your face looks beat.
Yes. That's what I get.
No.
You look like a victim of domestic violence.
No, not like that. It means when your face is beat, it means that like your face, your makeup is done properly.
No, guys, we've got proper English words. Beat needs to go.
Guys, I have a different version of that because in the latest season of America's Next Top Model.
Yes, okay, yes
of course.
What's the one dude's name that always posed in photos with his eyebrows up?
Uh huh.
Yes, he came out with too much makeup on, and Miss J was like, "Your face looks beat," which means that you have too much makeup on.
Okay.
That's what I understood.
Okay, beat must fall though.
Beat must fall
as well. Fire. Like, oh, that was fire.
But
must fall.
I think we'll always be there.
I think fire can stay.
Fire
is good.
We are on fire.
All right.
So we can have many thousands of many, many more songs called Fire.
Ona.
What's that?
Can stay.
Oh, yeah. Ona.
Or not.
Ona.
Ona.
Like, or not.
Or not.
Yeah.
Ona.
Okay.
No, it can go. It doesn't matter.
Like, can it stay or not?
Nah, it can go.
Ona stays. Okay, we're making this official.
Does it stay? Or not?
It's going.
Everybody is skeptical about Ona. It's going.
Sounds like someone's name.
Goals.
Actually, goals can fall, guys. Yay.
Yeah.
People have weird goals.
Goals had a really good run.
Yes.
Goals had a really good run.
I don't think it's going to go, though. People like hashtag squad goals, hashtag...
Sia was the one who had family portrait goals. So
it's just going to keep growing. It's going to keep growing to everything. Radio goals.
Weird
title goals. Name
goals.
Microphone goals. Studio goals.
People had like feet goals. And I'm like, whoa.
You see, they're using it wrong.
Goals must go.
Okay, goals can go.
All right.
But have goals.
But don't use them like that.
Yes, kids.
I have to change my accent a bit when I say this. Yeah.
Stay.
Thank you.
Go.
I've seen my message so many times. Yes.
That must stay.
I've seen one person.
I think it's cool.
I've heard it once in real life. That's not a real thing. It can go.
It is a thing.
It is a thing.
Yes. Now you've heard it twice.
Or if somebody does or says something stupid, and you're like, yes. You know, like, I will say yes.
Okay, wait. That must be confused. How do you use it?
Is it yes? Anything. I thought it was yes.
It's just in the moment.
Do you know what? I know of that word being used when you see something nice or something's great.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not yes. Yeah. No.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Netflix and chill. Stay or go.
We don't have Netflix here.
We don't have it here, so it doesn't need to
We're
be here.
We're just jumping on things.
We don't get it.
We don't get it. It's a PC one and
feel at home. Feel at home.
Unfortunately, we don't have the data to say show Max and chill.
Yeah, we're not there yet. It must first come before.
Yes, let it arrive and then we can have it once we indulge and enjoy it.
Yes.
Last one, turn up.
It can stay forever.
It can stay.
But I feel like we should upgrade to like turned. Like a turn up is done.
I've heard it many times. The Americans are trying to make it.
Yes.
Yes. Americans are trying to make turns. They're using it and it sounds dumb when Americans say it. And when American sensationalized America sounds dumb saying turned, I want it here. We don't need it.
Okay, so we'll keep turn up. All right.
Turn up is fine. Turn up I'm happy with.
So, lady and gentlemen, by the power vested in me, we have now dissected 2015. We have reviewed it officially.
Nice.
We have spoken our minds about Donald Trump, to the royal baby,
to Caitlyn,
and the thigh gap. And we have now officially said that Bay on Fleek, fire, yas, and turn up can
stay. What about that mood? That mood one.
Why I'm done.
Mood can stay. Mood can stay.
Why
because
I'm done.
There's some things that words, like some words can't explain something. So when you get a picture, if you're saying mood must go, memes must go.
The power. Power of the meme. The Thank power of the you. Meme is.
Well, you guys, when you were in school, did you never write those letters to your friends and you start off and you're like date and time and mood? And it's never going to go.
Mood. In a letter. Listen, homie, I need a pen. Not mood.
My mood.
Feeling uneducated.
You were advanced. You were hella
like,
advanced.
You were like
a decade ahead of the game.
Like you were like song, mood, color.
It was like general Darren, knowledge.
You know what? We're just going to go and school them after this. Which it's 10 o'clock already.
Wow.
Cannot believe done and dusted. Fast. What coolness.
Right?
That was here. Thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thank you. 2016.
Yeah. Paul, carry on being gold digging actor extraordinaire.
I'll try.
Mr. Chaba, have you graduated? Are you also
officially a graduate.
Ah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Zama. Lunch soon. That's definitely just how it is. Darren, hair goals.
So
straight, simple, done, dusted. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. Thank you for listening as well. We do this every single day on Cliff Central because we're just cool like that. Have an awesome, awesome holiday. And you know what? Hey, if you don't have anything to do for New Year's Eve, hint and nudge, nudge, Cliff Central is hosting a New Year's Eve party. But until then, we will turn up there. We'll see you next year. My name is Sia. And I'll see ya.
This is CliffCentral.com.